KNDY.
And a good evening and welcome back to the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Middle game of a three-game homestand this week as Riley County was in town Tuesday. Abilene arrives tonight. Centralia plays Marysville here tomorrow afternoon. Chris Dierking with Bulldog Basketball live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well. Live broadcast, all home and away games, the service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Family owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
And again, welcome back. We're about 5 minutes away from girls tip-off tonight. Boys action to follow. Again, live on KNDY, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Opposite hour broadcast, Ben Keller's in the Centralia as the Panthers entertain the Frankfort Wildcats in Twin Valley League play. Friday night tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia turns around. They'll visit Marysville tomorrow. That's about 2:30 on a girls' varsity tip. Boys at around 4 o'clock. And we'll have those games live right here. Of course, stay tuned. Game nights for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show. Updates twice each hour on the area games. And a service of Farm Bureau agents Marvin Kramer in Marysville and Bryce Leonard in Washington. MHS Pep Band, entertaining as the crowd files in tonight. Girls teams on the floor warming up. A second meeting between these two this season. Marysville tipped off earlier in Abilene. A little bit of a shuffle in the scheduling. It was a makeup game. We played on a Saturday a couple of weeks back. And we went to their house first. They came to our house on what was supposed to be a road game for Marysville tonight due to other scheduling conflicts. It was Jayhusker Wrestling Weekend. Marysville girls had an outstanding performance, winning a 50-32 decision. Marysville, 14-7 first quarter lead, had a 17-point halftime advantage. They outscored them the first three quarters for a 50-32 win, led by Sammy Bartles with 19 points. Macy Raver dropped in 11 as Marysville picked up their second win of the season. Since then, they've added three more wins, three in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, and come to 5-8 on the season. They're 1-4 in the NCKL. That lone league win was at Abilene. Cowgirls are 5-8. They are 2-4 in the NCKL. And for Abilene, their last outing was a decision that went to Clay Center, 52-41. Marysville dropped their last decision to Riley County on Tuesday night, 56-47. Little deceiving. Past that second quarter, Riley outscored Marysville 16-4. Marysville stayed with them 3 of 4 quarters. And talking to Amy Renier on post game, she was pleased with the effort and likes the consistency and improvement she is seeing here in January into February for her team. Marysville, a second meeting with Abilene. We'll come back and check starting lineups.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2020 Buick Envision Essence and Enclave Essence. The new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred. Available and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
And the starting lineups for Abilene: Beth Holmes is a 5'8 senior. Jade Popat's a 5'2 senior. Abby Lillard's a 5'7 junior. Jenna Hayes, a 5'9 sophomore. And Allison Livey's a 5'6 junior. A couple of seniors, a couple of juniors, and a sophomore start for Abilene. Marysville starting: Eva Peschel, a 5'7 sophomore. Linda Franco, a 5'10 junior. Sammy Bartles, a 5'10 senior. Macy Raver, a 5'8 junior. And Madison Runnebaum, a 6-foot, I should say Emily Dressman, a 5'8 junior. Marysville starts a senior, trio of juniors and a sophomore.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
Starting lineups being announced. Glad to have you along for a Friday night feature on KNDY. Marysville hosting Abilene. Again, a busy weekend for Marysville sports as the Bulldog basketball teams entertain Centralia tomorrow afternoon. Note the tip for the girls varsity at about 2:30. Boys follow about 4 o'clock. Marysville wrestlers lost a 51-30 decision in a duel at Manhattan the last night. Marysville wrestlers at Silver Lake for the Invitational coming up tomorrow. Got to look ahead at substates. Marysville's going to be in the Hiawatha substate this year. Marysville basketball teams will be there with Mar Hill, Mount Academy, Pleasant Ridge, ACCHS, Hiawatha, Bishop Ward out of Kansas City, Sebuffa, and Nemaha Central. That will be kipping off before you know it. We're down to the last stretch of the 2019-2020 basketball campaign. Again, with a second meeting between these two clubs, Marysville girls win at Abilene 50-32 earlier this season. Sammy Bartles led Marysville scoring with 19. Beth Holmes had a dozen in the loss for Abilene. Talking with Prince Sanchez, does the broadcast for the Abilene teams. He said they've been less than consistent this year. I smiled and I said, we have our inconsistencies at moments as well. Although I will say a marked improvement for Amy Renier's team after the Christmas break. A team that really fought hard but only had a single win in December has gone on a roll. They had four more, improving to 5-8. would certainly like to sweep Abilene. That would certainly be a big step for Marysville here tonight. Fans filing in, plenty of good seats available in the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center if you'd like to join us. Beth Holmes, Jade Vopat, Abby Lillard, Jenna Hayes, and Allison Leiby start for Abilene. Eva Peschel, Linda Franco, Sammy Bartles, Macy Raver, and Emily Dressman for Marysville. Bartles and Hayes at center court. Tip is taken by the Lady Bulldogs, and Linda Franco misses a layup. Macy Raver saves the rebound to keep it in play. Passed out away from Eva Peschel. Deflected away. Bulldog possession near sideline. Just underway. Girls tip off here tonight. First of our doubleheader. NHS right to left. Perimeter passes. Bartles coming across top of the key. Linda Franco launching a three on the far side. Doesn't fall. Jenna Hayes does fall backward after she corralled a rebound. Lost control of that basketball. It scoots away on the far side. And the red and black have it right back. Here's Eva Peschel with Linda Franco in the forecourt. Macy Raver top of the key to Franco underneath. Dribbles once between defenders. She was fouled. Not a big crowd here at tip-off tonight. Not a lot of fans from Abilene made the trek, and it's honestly kind of quiet in here. Foul whistle on Allison Leibizer first. Here's Linda Franco missing a free throw. Linda honestly struggled of late. Missed a three earlier on the far side and was fouled on this last shot opportunity underneath. Connects on the second free throw to break the ice and early 1-0 Marysville lead. Macy Raver tips it away on the near sideline, but back to the Cowgirls. They keep it in play. Far side to Jenna Hayes, knocking down a three. Abilene scores their first trip down the floor. A 3-1 advantage. Franco pitches to Dressman in the far corner. Around the near side, Raver to Dressman underneath. They work it back out top. Franco with a fake. Far side, Bartles comes to the paint. Puts it up and in for Sammy Bartles. Lead score for Marysville the last time these teams met. Ties the game at three apiece. Beth Holmes missed the iron on a long shot. Rebound tip to Eva Peschel. Bulldogs for the go-ahead. Long pass to Linda Franco. Coming past defenders. Missed a backdoor effort. Dressman in the midst of defenders is tied up and a jump ball is whistled. Again, just getting underway at Centralia tonight. Frankfurt, Centralia, girls and boys, live on FM 95.5. Here's Abilene. We're tied at three. Far side corner, Abby Lillard missing a three off the heel of the rim. Hayes keeps it alive with the board. Hayes shot off the back of the rim from the paint. Grabs another board. Free throw line shot by Allison Leiby missing. This one's out to Abby Lillard before a swipe by Macy Raver, who then has it stolen by Allison Leiby. The foul whistle's going on Leiby after it's all said and done. Marysville possession. Leiby's second, team second. She checks out as Joy Clements is a sophomore reserve coming in. 2 minutes into the contest, a 3-all tie. Here's MHS, right to left, down the floor. Raver checks the lane. Dressman looks that way. Bartles out of the corner. Topside to Franco, lobs to Bartles in the lane, double team. Fakes left, turns right. Shot off the glass, doesn't fall. Jenna Hayes with the rebound. Outlet stolen by Sammy Bartles, who's fouled underneath. Bartles stayed in the thick of it. Jenna Hayes first is Abilene's third team foul. Not a shooting foul. It comes inbounds to Bartles. Lobs to Franco, who's tied up underneath. Yet another jump ball. MHS maintains possession. Macy Raver all alone out top. Shots up and good for Raver. giving Marysville a 6-3 advantage. 5:20 and counting here in the first. Play in the paint. Abby Lillard scoots around. Sammy Bartles doesn't get the shot. Franco with a loose ball. Transition pass to Raver. Finds Dressman a little off balance underneath, and she has to kick it back out. Franco near the arc. It's good! Needed that one. It's 8-3 MHS. We're 3 minutes in. Cowgirls slow it down some as Holmes comes in the forecourt. One of two senior starters for this team. They've got a couple of seniors on the bench as reserves. Holmes looking in the lane. Plays a bounce pass just below the free throw line to Joy Clements. Just in the game, Clements missing. Bartles brings it back the other way. Eva Peschel underneath missing. Bartles cleans it up, and she was fouled. Sammy's got a pair of free throws coming. Early foul whistles have all been on Abilene. This is Beth Holmes' first, their fourth. And it's Sammy Bartles to the charity stripe. Free throws on the way, and it's good. Mike Leidy is head coach for Abilene. Standing sideline. Second shot for Bartles, good. 10-3 Marysville. Bulldogs stretching the early lead, middle of the first here. Inside corner, Holmes. Cross court, long pass to Hayes. Plays out top to Vopat. Checked by man-to-man defense. Clements, top of the key, look in the lane. Dribbles a couple times, feeds it back to Abby Lillard. Near side, Vopat. In the paint to Beth Holmes. Turnaround, puck over defenders is good for Holmes. She was lead scorer with 12 last time they met. Cowgirls' second field goal. Just under 4 minutes in counting. Linda Franco went down on the floor, an injury timeout. Clock stopped at 3:51. Marysville coach Amy Renier will respond. Linda sits up a little slow, but she sits upright. 10-5 Marysville leading Abilene girls when we come back.
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait, improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Why is U.S. Cellular's unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines on a network that got even faster. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair at your Beatrice or Marysville store.
Show your support for your favorite team with custom and team apparel from Identities. Logos for every team, including all the area schools. See what's in store or have it custom made. Identities has lots of ideas. They feature embroidery and screen printing on almost anything, including shirts and jackets. They'll help design and print signs, vinyl graphics, banners, and more. Show your best side with the help of Identities. Find their shop on Center Street here in Marysville or online at identities.com. Identities for that custom look that gets you noticed.
Assistant coach G.I. Horning and athletic director Doug Minim and assist Linda Franco down the hall. She's pretty shaken up, went down. I'm not sure if she turned an ankle. They're both helping her down the hallway to the locker room. As play is underway, Grace Lauer steps in to replace Franco. Macy Raver getting a quick start underneath. Driving beneath the basket. Eva Peschel came in after a shot attempt and was fouled by Joy Clements. That's her first, team's fifth. And here's Peschel missing a free throw. Madison Runnebaum is second reserve in for MHS. Lauer, the senior, came in for Franco. Runnebaum, a sophomore, checks in for Dressman. And here's Peschel's second charity. It's good. For an 11-5, Marysville lead here with 3:35 to play in the opening queue. Cowgirls held to a pair of field goals thus far. One of those a three-pointer. Beth Holmes directing traffic. Perimeter passes to the far side. Back out top, Jade Vopat. Challenged by Peschel. Madison Runnebaum reaching in past Abby Lillard, who's tagged their first personal foul. It's Marysville's first team foul. Recent games, they've been involved in a lot of foul whistles, oftentimes even with both teams, but prone to be a very physical basketball team. Holmes, cross-court pass. Vopat comes out of the corner. Playing the paint, Abby Lillard. Lillard has to track it down. Kicks it outside to reserve Hannah Snowball, and the senior has her first score. First off the bench for Abilene. Pass stolen underneath by Beth Holmes at the other end. Here come the Cowgirls. Lob inside to Abby Lillard. Guarded shot missed. Runnabaum knocks it down to Bartles. Sammy brings it down one on two. A layup is guarded. She missed, but was fouled. And a Snowball picks up her first team foul, number six, as Sammy Bartles comes back to the line where she just knocked down a pair. First one here off the back of the rim doesn't fall. Follow shot here will be eighth free throw for Marysville. Bouncing for a score. 12-7, Bulldogs. Pass stolen, far sideline by Bartles. Plays the transition to Eva Peschel. Hit a few defenders, layup off the side of the rim. Grace Lauer tried to follow. Hers also went off the side of the rim, this time out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Ball was almost stolen away. Nice save by Grace Lauer. 5-point Marysville lead. Lauer playing the paint. Bartles in traffic. Back out. Lauer to the free throw line. Shots flat. Missing. Rebound to Abby Lillard. Down to 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Holmes slows it down a bit in the forecourt. Check by Holmes on the far side. Lillard near the free throw line. Shot bounces. Bounced three or four times. Abby Lillard gets her first score. 3 of 5 starters on the books for Abilene, cutting the Marysville lead to 3. Bartles layup over a couple of defenders. Didn't hear a foul whistle. It's knocked away to the corner where Beth Holmes grabs hold. Holmes meets a couple defenders and is fouled alongside Macy Raver, fronted by Sammy Bartles. I'm not sure which way they're going to call it. Well, Eva Peschel. Didn't even see her in the mix. They're first, team second. Here's Jenna Hayes, starter, back in for Abilene. Inbounds pass, got away into the backcourt. Tracked down by Joy Clements all the way at the other end. Bringing it back to Holmes, missing badly on a three from the far side corner. Raver tracks it down. Here's MHS. Dressman comes out of the far side corner. Run a bomb to the paint. Checks left, shoots right. Dressman knocks it down, but it's loose to Jade Bopat. Under a minute and counting. 3-3 for the visitors from down south. Bopat missing that three. Rebound Emily Dressman. Leaves 45 seconds to work with. Marysville 3-point lead on 5 of 8 free throws. Frontabaum missing off the arc. Jenna Hayes pulls it down with a half minute left. Coach Michael Leiby says play the clock out, and they'll do just that. 5 and 8. Abilene, 5 and 8. Marysville in a second meeting between the two this year. Scooting underneath, reverse layup missed for Vopat. Left plenty of time on the clock. I thought they'd play it out. Peschel rebound at 10 seconds. Raver missing a three at the other end. Fight for the rebound. A scramble as Emily Dressman fights for position with Joy Clements on a jump ball, leaving 9/10 of a second. It'll be Abilene going the length of the court. Allison Leiby, a starter, daughter of the coach, back in the lineup. 9/10 of a second remains, and nothing Abilene can do but play it out to the end of the first quarter. Marysville leading 12-9 at the end of one.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
RX Drugstore in Marysville offers the personal service you deserve. Every effort is made to provide you the outstanding reliability and best value that we can deliver. RX does just that, knowing each customer by name and taking the time to work with you personally to address any questions or concern. It's that extra touch that makes shopping here at home with RX Drugstore special. Thanks for making us your choice for prescriptions and medications. RX Drugstore, downtown Marysville.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Marysville 12, Abilene 9. We're just underway. Second quarter from the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Boys play to follow. Scott Brown's our guest on the pregame show. And hopefully Amy Ranger checks up on post game. Often she does. Sammy Bartles turning in the lane. Ahead of defender Abby Lillard. Puts a shot up over Lillard, missing. Beth Holmes rebound. Gives Abilene possession. Three to tie by Jenna Hayes. Rattle the cage, but jump back out. On a rebound to Dressman. 12-9 is where it stood for the last several minutes. McKenna Miniman is a reserve in the Marysville lineup, missing a three. Sammy Bartles rebound all the way in the far side corner. Miniman checking in as a sophomore, seeing her first play. Traveling whistle on Grace Lauer ahead of a free throw line jumper. Here's Macy Raver in the lineup for Peschel. Again, just getting started here in the second quarter, 12-9 MHS. Linda Franco was injured back in the first quarter, went to the locker room. I don't know the status. Don't see her on the bench. Driving in the lane, Beth Holmes missing. Bartles ties up with Lillard on the rebound. And a substitution is Lainey Schaefer, a 5'6 sophomore for MHS. For Grace Lauer. Doing a little checking, if you don't mind, to see what our other stations doing. They were offline for just a minute. Thank your patience. Doubled up and no board operator back home, so see if I can help Ben out here for a minute. Top of the key, missing by Sammy Bartles. Whistle on the rebound, hauled out by Allison Leiby. It's a Bulldog team foul, number three, on Lainey Schaefer's first personal. Again, Marysville wins 50-32 last time the teams met in Abilene. Cowgirls, perimeter passes, play in the paint to Jenna Hayes. Turnaround shot's up and good. Hayes, a second score, her first inside. And it's 12-11 as the Marysville leads down to one. First score for either team in the last several minutes. Baseline pass was tipped away. Red and Black retained possession. Free throw line shots up and good for Sammy Bartles. Her second score from the field. She's got 7 points with free throws added. Bulldogs lead 14-11. Top of the key. Shot rimmed out. Off. Bounced high off the glass. Rattled the cage but wouldn't fall on the effort by Jade Volpath. is Joy Clements, sophomore reserve, saw some play earlier, filling in for Allison Leiby. Laney Schaefer wide on the far side, guarded by Beth Holmes. Plays to Bartles, coming for help in the forecourt. High pass over the outstretched arms of Emily Dressman. He is out of bounds. Three on the far side corner, in and out for Jenna Hayes. Boy, can Abilene have any tougher luck? The last couple of shots have gone in and out. That one actually spun back out. Tipped out of bounds to the Cowgirls. Playing inbounds baseline. To Clements in the forecourt. Holmes off the far side. Lob underneath. Fake by Lillard. Turns, backs the other way. Forced a shot over defenders. And Sammy Bartles comes away with it. Driving the distance. Bartles takes the layup. Missing. Cowgirl rebound to Jenna Hayes. Three-point margin yet with 4:50 to play in the half. Back and forth at a pretty good pace. This game moving along tonight. Holmes cross-court to Vopat. In the paint, Hayes. Baseline is Lillard. Pass stolen away by McKenna Miniman. Plays Macy Raver on a layup in the lane. Raver's second score, and it's 16-11 MHS. Middle of the second quarter. Vopat to Holmes out top. Beth with a long three. Missed. Emily Dressman rebound. Schaefer on the far side. Bartles coming past. Too deep underneath. Hesitated. Traveled with it. All right. We got Ben back on the air. That's good news. That puts my mind at rest. How do I let him know that? Bingo right there. Abilene basketball down five. Vopat top of the key. Around the far side. Works to Snowball. Out top Lillard. Beth Holmes for three on the far side arc. It's good. Beth Holmes second score. And it's 16-14. Heschel plays the dribble out top. Miniman far side. Out to Runabomb. Near side, Peschel. Forecourt again to Miniman. Play to the feint. Madison Runabomb. Double teamed. Jump ball is whistled. Cowgirls put their hands out and caught the official's attention. Bulldogs keep it on the alternate possession. Lob to Runabomb in the lane. Blocked by Holmes, and she's tagged with a foul. That's second here tonight. That's a seventh team foul. A two-shot opportunity. First trip to the line for Madison Runabomb. Runabomb puts it up and in. Second shot will be 10 Marysville free throws so far. Abilene's not been to the line yet. Marysville's only been tagged three fouls. Schaefer in the lineup for Miniman. As Runabomb puts up number two, it's good. For an 18-14 lead with 3:10 on the clock. Vopat turning, top of the key, takes it left side. Pass stolen away by Bartles. Plays to Raver at midcourt. Macy drives a defender with a long layup, missing. Rebound tip to Macy Raver. Madison Runabomb near the lane. Shot off the back of the rim. Holmes with the Abilene board. Holmes maintains the dribble, coming from the far side. Vopat out top. Beats to Holmes behind her. Beth Holmes challenging defenders in the lane. She was fouled. pair of free throws coming. First trip to the line for the orange and black. Eva Peschel picks up her second. Holmes, the senior leader for this team. Free throw's good. Holmes averages 14 points a game. Lead scorer had a dozen the last time they played. And her second free throw missing off the back of the rim. Peschel is high for the rebound. Bulldog lead down to three. Here's Schaefer far side. Nothing doing inside. They'll play around. Macy Raver missing a three. Bartles keeps it alive. Underneath, guarded by Lillard. Bartles regains possession. Laney Schaefer for three, missing off the front of the rim. Bartles again in the paint for the board. Splits defender, puts it in this time. Sammy Bartles determined inside. She's got 9 points. It's 20-15. Timeout, Abilene with a minute 47 to play first half. Cowgirls trail the Bulldogs 20-15.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
All right, 20-15, Marysville girls lead Abilene. We're nearing halftime with a minute 47 remaining. Mike Livey taking his first time out. Now girls have trailed, I believe, all the way. If they had a lead, it was just right there at the beginning. Ouch, Kate Popak is popped. Macy Raver, who's maybe twice her size, inadvertently bumped into her and sent her reeling out there in the forecourt. Macy picks up her first. Hope that's okay. Here's Vopat, far side. Challenge of the lane, nothing doing. Backs it out. Plays a bounce pass between defenders. Shot by Hannah Snowball missed. Runabomb rebound gives Bulldogs possession with a minute 20 left. Laney Schaefer around the defender on the far side, traveled with it, tried to reach in and get the foul whistle. Instead, feet got away from her. Miniman back in the Marysville lineup for Schaefer. Annie Bathurst is a senior reserve, one of two senior reserves for Abilene in the lineup. Cowgirls trail by five. No hurry for Beth Holmes. Coming top of the key. Lillard across the free throw line to Vopat. Underneath to Lillard. Shot in the midst of traffic's good for Abby Lillard's second score. And it's 20-17. Miniman, far sideline. Runabomb, top of the key. Near side special. Bartles fakes off the baseline, scoots underneath, reverse layup, not enough oomph, doesn't quite get it. Jenna Hayes pulls it down with 35 seconds left. Looks as though they'll play the clock out. I thought they'd do that at the end of the first quarter. Then they snuck in underneath with a backdoor effort that allowed Marysville a chance to get the board. What Cowboy fans we have in attendance trying to make a little noise out here and rally their team for a comeback at halftime. Beth Holmes splitting defenders was fouled between Raver and Runabomb. Free throws coming with 6 seconds left. Runabomb picks up her second. And it's Beth Holmes, who went 1-for-2 earlier. First of two missing. Strong off the back of the rim. Second one missed, and Runnebaum gets the board. Bartles with a long layup from the arc. Doesn't fall at the end of the half. It's Marysville 20, Abilene 17.
When it comes to Valentine's Day commercials, you probably think you've heard it all. But think again. Instead of a shirt, jeans, or a card, make it a manly holiday this year. Think DeWalt and Milwaukee power tools. Think LED flashlights. Or how about a Big Green Egg smoker barbecue along with all the accessories? These are just a few of the possibilities you can give your man this Valentine's Day. Show him your love. Give him something he really wants from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships, one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Time here tonight. Boys teams on the floor warming up. They'll tip off tonight round about 8. Want to join us for that? We're here at the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center, middle of a three-game homestand. As Riley County came in Monday, Marysville girls on the short side, Marysville boys victorious. Abilene back in league play here tonight, and Centralia comes in tomorrow afternoon. Now, 20-17, Marysville girls lead. They've led the entire first half. Outscored Abilene 12-9 in the first quarter. Each team with 8 apiece and a bit of a struggle offensively both ways in that second stanza. Were it not for 7 of 9 free throws for Marysville, they're actually trailing in this ball game. Bulldogs led by Sammy Bartles with 9 points, including 3 of 4 free throws. Macy Ravers got a couple of field goals and 5 points. Linda Franco went down with an injury late in the first quarter. She had 3 points. She went to the locker room assisted by the assistant coach and athletic director. I don't know if it was an ankle. She was a lot shaken going to the locker room, and we haven't seen her back on the bench. Eva Peschel with a free throw. Madison Runnebaum, the only score off the bench, a couple of free throws. Bulldogs with 12 in the first, 8 in the second, first half total of 20. For Abilene, Beth Holmes with 6 points, including 1 of 4 free throws. They've only been to the line 4 times tonight. Holmes with all of those. Jenna Hayes adds 5. Abby Zillard with 4 points. Hannah Snowball off the bench with their only score on a deuce. 9 in the first, 8 in the second half. First half, total of 17. Marysville 20, Abilene 17 in girls action here tonight.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local Farmers Insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Marysville High School pep band with freshman alto saxophonist Allison Dierking playing across the way. Had to put that plug in. Boys teams warming up on the floor. Not a lot of basketball left. I mentioned on pregame we're looking ahead to Substate, which will be at Hiawatha this year. Marysville with a game tomorrow hosting Centralia. Then it's on the road a couple times next week. Tuesday at Rock Creek down at Flush. Friday at Clay Center. Chapman comes in here the Tuesday after that, and it's a makeup game with Concordia Monday of that week, and then a road trip to Walmego to wrap it all up on late February, Tuesday on the 25th. So, getting to be that time of the year. Again, the Substate at Hiawatha will include Maura Hill and Mount Academy, Pleasant Ridge, ACCHS, Hiawatha, Bishop Ward, Sabufa, and Nemahal Central. Mentioned the Marysville wrestlers lost a duel at Manhattan last night. They're in the Silver Lake Invitational tomorrow. Wishing Cole Fredrickson's team best of luck. We've got college hoops for you tomorrow. Kansas Jayhawks 10:30 pregame, an early 11 a.m. tip-off on our sister station, FM 95.5. Kansas State, an evening affair, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip is live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. We'll be here for an afternoon tilt with Centralia Girls Varsity at about 2:30 tomorrow. Boys to follow around about 4 o'clock. And our continuing coverage, home and away games of Marysville basketball, a service of our B&Y Sports Booster Club members.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
McKenna Miniman will start the second half in place of Linda Franco, who has not come back to the bench after she went down with an injury late in the first quarter. Miniman joins Ziva Heischel, Sammy Bartles, Macy Raver, and Emily Dressman. Abilene starters are Beth Holmes, Jade Vopat, Abby Lillard, Jenna Hayes, and Allison Leiby back on the floor. As we get the second half underway, throwaway pass for Abilene goes up into the fourth, fifth row of the bleachers on the far side. Macy Raver heads up there to track it down amidst the fans. Bulldogs lead the Cowgirls 20-17. It was Marysville 12-9 at the end of one. Both teams even, 8 apiece in a low-scoring second quarter. Here's man-to-man pressure coming out on the ball handlers a little more aggressively. Miniman, top of the key. Far side pass, knocked away. Taken by Jade Vopat. Scoots away as she was guarded by Macy Raver, doesn't attempt the layup. Played a pass intended for Beth Holmes in the midst of three Marysville defenders underneath, and the Bulldogs tip it out of bounds. Ben Keller's on our sister station, FM 95.5. At Centralia tonight as they entertain Frankfort in Twin Valley League play. Frankfort at Washington County, Monday night makeup games. Macy Raver picks up her second. First foul whistle here in the second half. Inbounds to Jenna Hayes near the free throw line. Block. Abby Lillard has the loose ball to keep it alive. Around the far side to Beth Holmes. Three out of the corner, missing off the rim. Hayes knocks it down to Vopat. Her wing side pass stolen by Macy Raver. 3-point Marysville lead. Raver had the ball knocked out of bounds by Vopat. We're just started second half. Pass to the Marysville student section. Oh, pass was deflected away in front of the student section. Bartles far side. Out top to Peschel. Bartles near the free throw line. Turns. Shot missed. Abby Lillard was in front of her. There was a foul whistle. Was it Lillard? They're giving her free throws. No, it was Jenna Hayes. There were several defenders in there. I wasn't sure which way they were going to go. I'm usually wrong. They're usually right. Bartles, free throw is good. She's 4 of 5 tonight. An official timeout near the scorer's bench. Oh, hey, I was right. They were wrong. How about that? Fouls on Lillard, number 3. I take back what I said before. I was right. Bartles missing. Rebound Vopat. Pass knocked out of bounds. Bulldogs far side. Cowgirls trail by 4. This one's been close pretty much all night. 5 points might have been the biggest margin. Here are 5-8 teams. Marysville's single win in the league against Abilene. Abilene a pair of league wins. I'll run down the league standings here in a minute. Holmes missed. Bartles rebound in traffic. Plays it back the other way. Bartles turning in the lane. Turnaround shots up and good for Sammy Bartles with a dozen points. play is near side corner to Lillard. Turning out baseline. Livy, far side of Opat. And the ball knocked away by Raver out of bounds. Timeout Abilene, 5:50 to play in the third. It's Marysville 23, Abilene 17.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Cupid is taking aim. If you've been hit, head to Reflections Hallmark to ready yourself for the season of love. Your favorite Hallmark store is well stocked with cards, candy including Russell Stover's assortments, plush animals, indulgent personal care products for him and for her, and more. Stop in today at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Macy Raver is whistled for her third personal foul and checks out as Grace Lauer comes in the Marysville lineup. Abilene down 6. 5:40 remains here in quarter number 3. Holmes crossing the free throw line near side to Leiby. Cross court way high over Vopat flies out of bounds. And it's Marysville possession. Miniman, check of the lane. Bartles out top. Dribbles twice. Plays to Peschel behind her. Man-to-man defense. Bartles near the free throw line. Turning on Lillard. Shot missed. Jenna Hayes is in there with the rebound. Holmes pass near side Vopat. Checks the lane. Back out to Hayes. Around Olivey on the far side. Perimeter passes near side. Vopat missing a three badly. Tipped in the lane to Holmes. Shot doesn't fall. Bartles pulls it away on a fight for the rebound. Here's Grace Lauer coming in the lane with some hesitation. Lost control. Vopat and Hayes take it away. Here's Vopat near side. Perimeter passes. Vopat out of the corner. Got it this time. Jade Vopat's first score. Third tray for Abilene. Trimming the Marysville lead to 4. First score for the Cowgirls here in the second half. We're at 4:15 and counting. Lauer far side. Bartles in the corner. Double team. Help from Lauer. Shot off the arc. 2-point basket's good for Grace Lauer. First field goal off the Marysville bench, extending the lead to 6 again. Holmes top side to Lillard. Both out on the wing. Hayes turning in the lane. Shot blocked. Ball taken by Sammy Bartles. Marysville possession. Peschel follows the screen by Bartles. Turns it out far side. Lauer off the wing. Forecourt to Miniman. Peschel on the far side. Bartles in traffic. Scoots around defenders. Hooks it in for a layup. Bartles with 14 points. It's 27-19. Biggest lead for the Bulldogs, who have led all the way. Outside 3 minutes and counting. Holmes out of the corner. Underneath. Lost it to Sammy Bartles. Play on the transition. Emily Dressman. A little hurried on the shot underneath. Missed. Jenna Hayes rebound. Near side baseline. Shot off by Abby Lillard. Bartles again with the board. She has been a workhorse tonight. Board, steal, scoring, you name it. Amy Renier wants a timeout. 2:26 to play in the third. It's Marysville 27, Abilene 19.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Bulldog basketball on a 7-3 second half run to extend the lead to 8. Grace Lauer near side, double team through traffic. Shot doesn't fall. Holmes rebound ahead of Volpat on the transition. Turns it back out to Joy Clements on the near wing. Her shot doesn't fall. It's tracked down by Eva Peschel, who was tripped up over here. And the foul whistle is on Clements, her second. Team fouls are even at 2 apiece here in the second half. 2:02 remains third quarter. Peschel guarded by Clements, crossing midcourt. Bartles directing traffic. Brings Peschel back out topside. Bartles near the free throw line. Turning, fronted by Leidy. Shots up and good for Sammy Bartles with 16. 3 second half scores for Sammy Bartles. She's gotten back all the second half scoring for Mary's. Up. Grace Lauer had a deuce. 10-point, double digit lead for MHS. Only for a moment as Jenna Hayes knocks down her second tray and her third score. It's 29-22. Here's Bartles, turning forecourt. Peschel, far side to Rottlebaum. Hands to Jordan Wheeler in the lineup. Free throw line shot missed. Bartles following the lane missed. Bartles tumbles backward to the floor and is whistled on a tie-up. And a couple of opponents reaching in. Both coaches shuffling the lineup. Miniman's in the Marysville lineup for Peschel. Lillard back in for Abilene's Jenna Hayes. Grace Lauer, 3 on the near side. Missing, bounces high off the rim. Bartles fights hard to grab it back. Her follow in the paint doesn't fall. She gets a rebound to Grace Lauer. Here's Jordan Wheeler missing a shot that jumps over the backboard and is ruled out of bounds. A little crazy right there. Dressman in for the hardworking Sammy Bartles. 40 seconds to go here in the third. And in Bartles on 3 of 4 Marysville scores since the intermission. Here's Abilene. Half minute and counting. Both hats in the forecourt. They give her room. Clements in the lane. Off right side. And a snowball for the basket. Trims the lead to 5. There's 12 seconds left. Lauer out of the far side corner. Crossing the lane. Layup short. Dressman rebound. Forcing a shot too deep under 2 defenders. She was fouled. That was a smart move by Dressman to play the hoop. Draws the foul. It's Beth Holmes' third. And gives Dressman a pair of free throw opportunities. She could easily have walked out with that being too deep underneath. Missed a free throw here. But again, played it smart to earn the charities. Holmes checks out for the moment. She is their scoring leader at 14-plus a game. Free throw miss. Rebound, Bopat launches it to the other end at the buzzer. And we've got three quarters in the books here tonight. North Central, Kansas League play. Marysville 29, Abilene 24.
Filter days are underway at your Napa Parts store, Heenan's Automotive in Marysville. Take advantage of a large selection of farm filters. See them as well for hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for lunch February 12th from 11 to 2 during filter days through February 15th at Enon's Automotive in Marysville.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm Agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
Clay Center, Clay Center Council Grove girls are tied 20-20 at the half. Concordia is off tonight. They're in Claflin tomorrow night. Toby Nosker calls their games. He was teasing the Lady Oilers are trying to pick up their 126th consecutive win tonight versus St. John. They win that, it would be 127 versus Concordia tomorrow. We wish him luck. Clay Center leads the NCKL girls race at 9-5, 5-2. Wamego's 12-3, 4-1. Then Chapman 11-3, 4-2. Abilene at 5-8 is 2-3. The aforementioned Concordia 2-11, 1-5. And Marysville 5-8, 1-4. Cowgirl missed a shot. Marysville rebound to Eva Peschel. Bulldogs bring it down with a five-point advantage, 29-24. Was a 10-point count there late in the third quarter. Sammy Bartles back in the lineup after a brief reprieve. Launches it between defenders, and it flies out of bounds, tipped away. Marysville's had the lead the entire night, 12-9 at the end of one, 20-17 at the half, and 29-24 going down the stretch here. Played at Dressman near the lane in traffic. Back to Peschel far side. Check of the lane. Peschel brings it out top. Dressman near the free throw line. Had it knocked down. Comes down to one knee to maintain control. Back in the forecourt. Here's Macy Raver. Trying to shake up that defense a little bit. Create some opportunities. Working some time in the meanwhile. Boys action to follow tonight. Tip off around 8. Yeah, we're probably on schedule tonight. I'd like to join us. We're in the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Great place to play. Love this new facility. McKenna Miniman, 3 on the far side. Off the side of the rim doesn't fall. Jenna Hayes rebound. Here's Abilene possession. Beth Holmes thought long distance. Instead plays near side. Hayes near the free throw line. Splits defenders. Meets Sammy Bartles, who simply puts her hands up and then takes the ball away. Bartles, another steal. Missed the layup. Fights amidst three defenders for control of the rebound. She tumbles backward. And Abilene foul is whistled. With 6 minutes left in this affair. Allison Leiby's third, team's fourth. Marysville lead still at 5. Here's Bartles with the inbounds in the lane. Pass was deflected away in the corner. Bulldog basketball. Man-to-man D on Eva Peschel turning, maintaining dribble in the forecourt. Bartles out top. Dressman coming through the lane, near side to Macy Raver. Missed shot near the arc. Allison Leiby rebound. Time of possession greatly in Marysville's favor, but hasn't meant any scoring difference here in the fourth quarter. It's Jenna Hayes, her third tray. She was unguarded near side corner and cuts the lead to 2. It was 10, not that far back from Marysville. 5:15 and counting. defense is the chant of the Cowboy fans below us. Bartles in the lane, shots up and good for Sammy Bartles. 18 points tonight. It's 31-27. Bulldogs trying for a sweep with Abilene. They won 50-32 at their house earlier this month. Last month. February snuck up on me. Holmes out of the corner. Stops short. 10-footer off the baseline. Guarded. Doesn't fall. Graver board. Macy brings it across midcourt. Bartles gives off to Miniman. Far side to Peschel. Opposite our broadcast, Ben Keller and Centralia with a Frankfurt Centralia match on FM 95.5. Pass in the lane, stolen by Holmes. Plays to Vopat. She lost control at the other end. It's out of bounds to Marysville. Hannah Snowball and Joy Clements in the Abilene lineup. Madison Runnebaum checks in for Dressman for MHS. 4:19 remains. Marysville 31, Abilene 27. Bulldogs had a 10-point margin, but Abilene's not to be shaken. Bartles holds for the moment, brings the defenders out her way. Turns far side, cross court to Miniman. Peschel, far side to Raver. Patient with the ball. Bartles near the lane, comes around her defender and lays it in for two. 20 points for Sandy Bartles. Bulldog lead at six. 3:45 remains. Fake near side, Livy driving the lane, was fouled. A pair of free throws coming. Sammy picks up her first, third team. Livy, first trip to the line tonight. First free throws for Abilene, second half. Beth Holmes went 1-4 in the first half. That was it. Missing here. Substitution is Reagan Ditto, a junior, seeing her first play. Checks in for Lillard. And Livy gets a second look. On the way short. Hunnebaum tracks it out on the far side. Traveled with it. Heard footsteps alongside and threw her off. Official timeout. Still no sign of Linda Franco. Was injured back in the first quarter. Help for the coaches down to the locker room. Holmes, near side wing. Clements. Coming to Snowball. Holmes, top of the key. Got to rely on her down the stretch. Averaging 14-plus a game. She only has 6 points tonight. All in the first half. Just mentioned it. Beth Holmes knocks down a three to trim the lead to three. 33-30, NHS with 3:25 left. Whistle on Joy Clements is a third personal. Holmes, Livy, and Clements have three apiece. Jenna Hayes checks back in. Bulldog lead is down to three on the tray by Holmes. Bartles guarding man-to-man. Timeout Marysville. Rainier wants to talk it over. 3:17 to play. Got a ball game between a pair of 5 and 8 clubs. Bulldogs lead the Cowgirls by three.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations. Let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
We're right back here tomorrow afternoon. MHS girls host Centralia varsity tip at around 2:30, boys around 4 o'clock. Now, family or friends down in the Centralia neighborhood, tell them tune AM 1570 or find us online or on the mobile app tomorrow. We've got their game on FM 95.5 tonight versus Frankfort. 3:10 left to play. Marysville lead at 3. Here's Macy Raver on the far side arc. It's good! Double that lead on Macy Raver's second tray and her third score tonight. Her first in the second half. 36-30 with under 3 minutes left. Out of the corner is Joy Clements cutting underneath. Far side to Allison Leiby. Beth Holmes out top. Look in the lane. Nothing doing. Plays near side to Reagan Ditto. Pass to the lane. Stolen by Paschal. MHS possession with a 6-point lead and 2:35 remaining. Paschal far side to Raver. Bartles out front. Sammy splits defenders. Raver out of the corner. 3-point shot from McKenna Miniman. She was left alone. Miniman's first score, and the Marysville lead is 9 with 2:10 remaining. Mike Leiby wants timeout. Bulldogs lead the Cowgirls 39-30.
Distributed locally by Pepsi Bottling Company and Marcan Sales, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Dew, Gatorade, teas, water, and a variety of other soft drinks and sports drinks. Refresh with Pepsi Cola today. Covering Northeast Kansas sports is the Marysville Advocate, your local source for Marysville, Valley Heights, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Hanover High Schools. Local news and sports. Subscribe today to the Marysville Advocate.
Southeast of Saline defeating Chapman girls tonight, 53-41. Clay Setter and Council Grove tied 20 all at the half. Marysville leading Abilene here in girls play, 39-30 with 2:11 remaining. House filling up for the boys tip-off. Marysville and Abilene square off in the nightcap. Scott Brown's our guest on the pregame show. Stay with us, too. Amy Renier often checks in on postgame. Cowgirl basketball, they had fought back within 3 on a Beth Holmes tray. They're down by 9. And we're down to the 2-minute mark as Holmes comes near side to Jenna Hayes. She's got a 3. Holmes' fourth tray, her fifth score here tonight. That leads down to 6. Bartles near the Marysville bench. Out front to Paschal. Defenders coming out further in the forecourt. On Raver. Feeding Bartles near the lane. Back out front to Raver. Bartles near side. Paschal. To Miniman in the forecourt. Bartles, a long look. Far side to Rutterbaum. Pass stolen away by Jenna Hayes. On a tip, the takeaway. Holmes, fronted by Miniman, layup missed. No foul whistle. Rebounds to down to Madison Rutterbaum. 1:10 remains. No damage done. Traveling whistle on Madison Rutterbaum. Caught some pressure over here by Leiby on the near side. Giving Abilene the basketball and 1:05 left. They're down 6. Holmes and Hayes are capable outside shooters. Hayes just knocked down her 4th. And it's Hayes, top of the key, near side to Leiby. To Holmes for a long 3 out top. Miss. Tipped in the lane. In play to Allison Leiby. Here's Hayes. It's good! Hayes, back-to-back trays, 5 3-pointers on 6 buckets tonight. Trims the lead to 3 with 38 seconds left. We'll keep it here on the Abilene timeout. Marysville 39, Abilene 36. Marysville had a 10-point margin. Abilene fought back within 3. Bulldogs extended that to a 6th and a 9-point lead. But double trays by Jenna Hayes has Abilene back within 3 and fighting to upset Marysville here on their home court tonight. 38.4 seconds to be exact. An exciting finish in this one. Wasn't so much the last times they met. Marysville won by 18, despite being outscored by 3 in that fourth quarter run with mostly reserves in the ballgame. Well, a foul situation, 3 apiece on Holmes, Leiby, and Clements. They have 5 team fouls. Got 1 to give here before the bonus whistle. And we may see that check pretty soon on the inbounds with full court pressure. Bartles fouled from behind as anticipated. Abby Lillard second. Team foul number 6. Just 2 seconds rolled off the clock, leaving 36. Full court press again. Inbounds to Bartles. Another couple seconds roll off, and Lillard with her 3rd personal brings Bartles to the line in the bonus. Sammy's 4 of 6 tonight. Free throw here with just under 34 seconds left. A point would make it a 2-score ball game. It rims out. Runnabaum had a half a hand on it, but it falls away from her. Bartles into the mix. She got possession, and Marysville was able to call timeout, leaving 30.3 seconds. And again, we'll keep it here as Marysville leads 39-36. Well, it's been apparent that Abilene will send Marysville to the line. It's been Marysville's strategy to go to Bartles on both inbounds. She did not hit a free throw opportunity there. Cowgirls are right back out there on the court. Their assistant coach tracks them down with final words of wisdom. They were already out there. Coach had to go find them. All right, Bulldogs took full advantage of the timeout. Herrera will key the inbounds pass with just over a half minute on the clock. Buzzer sounded. I don't know what that was. Everybody looked confused. Mike Leiby just kind of put the wheels in motion. He said, there's nothing to it. Keep playing. And play commenced. McKenna Miniman is sent to the line on a foul whistle on Jenna Hayes. And it's good to make it a 2-possession ball game. That was a big free throw. And sets up a bonus for Miniman. Her second shot's up. It's good. 5-point Marysville lead with 26 and a half seconds left. Here's Beth Holmes driving all the way to the lane, turning between 2 defenders. Layup is good, and she was fouled. Beth Holmes split a couple of defenders. She was determined to get the basket, and a free throw possibility coming. McKenna Miniman and Sammy Bartles were guarding. Miniman gets the foul whistle. Her first, team's 4th. It's Holmes up a line with a chance to cut this lead to 2. Missing off the rim and a line violation, so it doesn't count either way. It'll be Bulldog basketball leading by 3 with 17.4 seconds left. I don't know as to we've had a close finish like this year. Inbounds to Eva Peschel, quickly fouled, leaving 15 seconds. Peschel 1-for-2 back early in the ballgame. Allison Leiby's fourth. Still a 1-and-1 on the ninth team foul as Eva Peschel will try to again make it a two-possession ball game. Free throw missed. Rebound Holmes. Three would tie it. Holmes had a little trouble in backcourt there. Three on the near side by Lillard, missing badly. Rebound Macy Reaver with 4 seconds left. Timeout Marysville, leaving 2.1 seconds. Amy Rinder might regret calling that. I think that 2 seconds could have elapsed before Abilene responded. As it is, we have timeout with 2.1 seconds remaining and a 3-point Marysville lead with possession of the ball on that rebound by Raver on the miss of a 3-point basket for Abilene. This will go down as a hard fight here tonight. Marysville scrapping for win number 6 and a second league win. If they come away, they would both be wins over Abilene. It'll be inbounds from three-quarter court. Marysville pretty much just has to get it inbounds and burn time. Can they keep it away from a foul whistle? It would be a double bonus. Inbounds down the floor to Macy Raver. Fouled with 0.2 seconds left. Jade Fopatz first. They almost got that 2.1 off the clock, leaving 0.2 seconds. Macy's got a couple of free throws on the double bonus. It's her first trip to the line. Again, an opportunity to make it a two-possession ball game. They're going to put 0.5 seconds on the clock, as that would make significant difference. Amy Wren, you're saying 0.2 is fine. I'm not sure they're going to get it. Now they've given 8 minutes. All right, all is for 0.3 seconds. There we've got it. 0.5 on the clock. Raver waiting almost impatiently. Steps kind of nervously at the line. She could lock it up for sure with 1 of 2 free throws. And it's this first one that's good. It's not impossible, but 0.5 seconds left. 2-score ball game, and Raver could stretch that lead to 5. Missed off the back of the rim. Rebound Hayes. Nothing doing. Launch from three-quarter court gives Marysville their second win over Abilene, this time a 42-38 final here at the Marysville Junior-Senior High Activity Center. I think I'm out of breaks. I'm going to go ahead and tally up the scoring quick and recap this rascal. 20 points for Sammy Bartles. Great game tonight. All right, here's Marysville. Led by Bartles with 20 points. Macy Raver gets 9. It's 1 of 2 late free throws there. Linda Franco with 3. Eva Peschel adds a free throw off the bench. McKenna Miniman scoring 5. Madison Runnebaum and Grace Lauer 2 apiece as Marysville improves to 6-8. 2-4 in the NCKL. Beth Holmes led scoring with 9 points. Below her season average here tonight. Oh, no, she did not. Jenna Hayes knocking down 5 trays tonight, 4 of those in the second half. 17 points for Jenna Hayes, then 9 for Beth Holmes. 4 points for Abby Lillard, Jade Volpath with 3, Hannah Snowball off the bench with 4. Abilene falls to 5-9, 2-5 in the NCKL, their second loss to Marysville. 42-38, girls' final here tonight. Boys play to follow, tipping off in about 15 minutes. Amy Renier will likely join us shortly on postgame, and Scott Brown's our guest on the pregame show with Bulldog Basketball live tonight on KNDY. And again, welcome back. Bruce Dierking, Mike Side with Murrysville Lady Bulldog basketball coach Jamie Renier. Coach, congratulations. Held on for a win, 42-38.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to also get a league win. I don't know. It was just a weird. I thought it was a weird game. I thought at times we looked really good, and at times it just kind of. It just felt like we never got in the flow, and the refs didn't even call fouls. So I don't know why there was no flow, because it just felt like it was a pretty physical game out there. But the girls were able to take care of the basketball at the end of the game and hold on for the victory.
You led the whole night. You led the whole night, but it was a pair of 5-8 teams that really matched up well.
Yeah, we knew. Like I said, we went in and beat them by 20 some. The first time we played them, but we knew this was going to be a battle. You know, we saw what happened to the boys, and I was like, we cannot take this team for granted because, you know, we're getting better, and I would hate to play us the way we're starting to play a little bit better, so it's kind of nice that, you know, we pulled away with this victory.
Now, I don't remember, so don't say what happened last year, but how often do you beat Abilene twice in the season?
It happened a couple years ago. I think when we had that one, I think we went 1-1. Yeah, so we didn't have to, it's been a while. Yeah. It's been a long time.
And that's another big confidence booster. We talked about that January into February. It seems like things keep getting better and better for your team.
Yeah, it seems like for some reason we hit that high wall at the tournament, and our whole season like starts turning around. You know, they're starting to feel like, hey, you know, I can only tell them so much that you guys could be a really good team. You guys could be a really good team. You just got to constantly just tell them, and I think they're going to start believing it here soon. And hopefully we can pick up one tomorrow at Centralia, and that'll even help get us almost to 500.
Linda Franco went down the first quarter. Is she okay?
We don't know yet. I'm getting ready to go call her mom here in a second. That was a big loss there, because when you see your point guard, and so hopefully it's nothing huge, but it did not look good at all.
Centralia wins over Abilene tonight, 57-49. Panthers come in here tomorrow for about a 2:30 tip.
Yeah, we got to be ready for them. They've been down a little bit this year, but we still, once again, can't take them for granted. But, you know, Centralia is always a tough game. They got a winning tradition over there, so, you know, we can never take in Centralia because, like I said, this is a winning team.
Well, congratulations to the win tonight, 42-38. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Amy Renier, head Bulldog basketball coach for the Murrysville girls. Boys team's on the floor warming up about 10 minutes away from tip-off. We'll be back with Scott Brown as our free game show continues.